bread of heaven have you been till I want no more. Yeah, fill my cup.
For last time now. Ask God, fill me up this evening. I long for the bread of heaven. Can you open your mouth into prayer and talk to God? Father, fill us up as workers for the church, as workers in chapel of praise. Ask God, fill us up. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. I ask God, bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Feed me, feed me, feed me. Quench this thirsty soul of mine. Oh, somebody, mean that as a prayer this evening. Bread of heaven, feed my soul, feed my mind, feed my emotions. Oh, bread of heaven, feed my heart, feed my heart, feed my heart. The heart of a worker, the heart of a kingdom worker. Somebody pray and ask God, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feel my call. Oh, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me. Another prayer this evening, we ask that you feed us. We long for the bread of heaven, O Lord. We pray, feed us till we want no more. Lord, we pray at the entrance of your word this evening will give us light and understanding. Bless us, O God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, can somebody shout a believers? Amen. Let me thank God for this opportunity to stand before the workers of Chapel of Praise. Return all the glory to his name in the name of Jesus Christ. Please let me begin by sincerely apologizing for coming behind schedule. I don't really know what happened, but it escaped my memory that this meeting was meant for 5. It was when I was coming on the way that my phone reminded me that the meeting was actually for 5 p.m. Please, I'm sorry about that. Mommy, please, I'm sorry. It escaped my memory. And because of that, I may not do everything I wanted us to do this evening. I'll be very snappy so that we can see how far we can go. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let me thank you for this opportunity once again, and thank you for the opening remark. Quickly, let us open our Bible to our text, Psalms 51 and verse 10. Psalms 51 and verse 10. The heart of a kingdom worker. The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Please give us NLT. Create in me a clean heart. Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Hallelujah. Do you have any other version? Maybe message? God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Living Bible. Living. And before I said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. All right. Do you have good news? Let's see how good news put it. I want us to understand. Okay, this one says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Good news. Guys, good news. See the same thing. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. God help us in Jesus' name. God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to begin by saying that a mommy have really helped the part I came to hear, has really helped the first part of my topic. That the heart we are talking about here is not the heart that is pumping the blood, but really talking about the mind, our emotions, the thoughts that we have. So our general theme is the heart of a kingdom worker. Let me begin by saying that after being born again as a child of God, every true child of God is called to serve. Every true child of God is called to be a worker in God's kingdom. After we surrender our life to Christ, the next assignment for every believer is to become a worker, is to serve in the house of God. We are not called to be lazy, but to serve, but to work, because God the Father is a worker. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, Bible says that after God completed his work, Bible says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he has done. Which means God the Father is a worker. In the book of John, in John chapter 5 verse 17, John chapter 5 verse 17, Bible also helps us to know, but Jesus answered them, my Father has been, oh please, can we read it together? My Father has been until, and I have been working. This also implies that Jesus, being the Son, is also a worker. Hallelujah. If you also look at the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 5, you will also see that the Holy Spirit is also a worker. So if the Trinity, Bible says, I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Not the word works miracle. That's the Holy Spirit does what? Works miracles. So the Trinity are workers. And if the Trinity are workers, then as God's children, we are expected to be workers. Believe us, John chapter 9 verse 4. I want us to know that being a worker is a command. John chapter 9 and verse 4. Bible says, I must walk the walk of him who does what? Who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can walk. Give us another version. The person that says, we must walk the walk. Praise God. We need to do what? To be energetic at work. For the one who sent me here, walking while the sun shines, when night falls, the work day is over. Praise God. So it is a command that every believer is expected to walk, and we are to walk while it is still day. Praise God. We also see that every believer has been sent by God to do what? To walk. Walking is a command from God. As far as we are in the world, we are expected to walk. Praise God. But let me say this, that no matter the urgency of the work in God's kingdom, the kind of heart we use in serving is very, very important. No matter the urgency, no matter how large the work is in God's kingdom, the kind of heart we use to work is very, very important. I believe that's why God laid in the heart of our mommy that we should speak on the heart of a kingdom worker. Now, the question will be, why is the heart of a kingdom worker important? Why is the kind of heart we use in serving God is important? Number one, the kind of heart we use to serve God is important because God searches our heart while we are serving Him. While you may be busy serving God in our different units, what God is after is the kind of heart we are using to serve Him. That's why in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7, when Samuel went to anoint king in the house of Jesse, many people came. And in verse 7, Bible says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. Why? For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but what does God do? Pray, can I read together? But the Lord looks at the..." So while you may be busy serving God, while I'm busy serving God, what God is after is the kind of heart we are using while serving Him. If you look at, also give us the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 1 and verse 2. Bible said in that passage, 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 1 and verse 2, that he said, "Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king." Bible says, "And he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem." My focus is in verse 2 now. Verse 2 says, "He did right in the sight of the..." Yet not whole. Please give us New King James Version. New King James. That verse 2. He said, "And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart." So even while he was doing the right thing in the house of God, even while he was serving God with in the house of God, doing the right thing, Bible says, but his heart was not loyal. So while serving God, if your heart is not loyal to God, God does not accept that as a service. So the heart of a kingdom worker, we are coming to that, should be a heart that is loyal to God. Praise God. A heart of a kingdom worker should be a heart that is loyal to God. Give us Psalm 7 verse 9, the last part of it. Psalm 7 verse 9, the last part of it. Help us to know, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the heart and does what?" So in all you are doing, what God is after is seeing the kind of heart we are using to serve Him. That is why I said earlier that no matter the urgency of the work in God's kingdom, the kind of heart we use in serving God is very, very important. Because while I may be busy around serving in my own unit, while I may be busy around serving our own unit, what God is searching is the kind of heart we are using to serve Him. Number two, why must we look at the kind of heart we use to serve God? God rewards our services not according to how busy we are in His house, but how sincere our heart is while serving Him. Let me tell that again, that God rewards our services not according to how busy we may be in the services of God, but how sincere our heart is while serving God. I may be busy from morning till evening. Whenever there's a program like this, I am busy to do one thing or the other. The truth is that when God comes with reward, He does not reward us
according to how busy we were in the house of God, but he rewards us according to the sincerity of our hearts. Because somebody can actually be busy in the house of God, but while he's busy, it's because of the physical gain he wants to have. I was in a church some years ago, and there was a brother that was always available when we want to do a program. He was always available. Pastor, you can send me anything, I'm available to do. And after a while, we discover that whenever this brother goes to market, a battery that others will buy at 500, the day he goes to market, his own battery is 700 naira. You understand what I'm saying now? The day others go to market, they may buy maybe cord for 1,500. But the day he goes to market, that day the price of the cord will do what? Will rise. He will buy it at 2,000 naira. So after a particular program, there was a program we did, and at the end, we had to check something, and the members of the committee let us be the one to sponsor the program. So we actually sponsored the program, and we spent about 40 something thousand. But we were surprised that in the church council meeting, when they were reading the reports for the previous month, we saw that the expenses for the program were 60 something thousand. And the chairman of the planning committee said, "Which program are we talking about?" The chairman of the committee said, "The program that you were the chairman, they know it can be." He said, "But that's what we saw in the report." Which means, and there was a problem. He said, the chairman said, "We in the planning committee actually were the one who sponsored the program. So this bill, where is the bill coming from?" The same brother was also working in the church council, so to say. So he had a way of, he went and submitted another expenses. And when he was going, he said that there were other logistics. Praise God. So we discovered that why this brother was always happy to serve was that there were little gains he has. Hallelujah. Please, is somebody following now? So he was actually busy. So one day somebody asked him, why do you do that kind of thing? He said he cannot serve God and go empty. That he before God rewards him, he must reward himself. You see, so people pray, this prayer is always available. Pastor, he was always available doing everything you want him to do, but not with a loyal heart. So when God wants to reward, in the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 12, Bible said, God said, "I am coming quickly with my reward. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his heart shall be." Praise according to your work. The work there is according to how loyal your heart has been. So for us in Chapel of Praise, while we are serving God, I want us to know that God is not after how busy you be in church, though that is also important, but God looking at the kind of heart you are using while serving him. Is it a heart that you have some gain at the end of the meeting? Is it a heart that I know at least at the end of the meeting something will enter my pocket, whether they tell me thank you or not, at least I will not go empty handed. God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. As God's children, it is necessary and important to check our hearts while walking in God's kingdom. Why again? Number three now, or as the case may be, because of the nature of the human heart. Bible says, book of Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and verse 10, that the heart of man is so deceitful. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10. Bible says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. So in all we are doing, what God is doing is searching the heart, and he tests our mind. Praise God. Please help me tell your neighbor, what kind of mind are you using to serve God? Now talk to yourself, ask yourself, what kind of mind am I using to serve God? Because the Bible says, even to give every man according to his own ways. So God wants us to search the kind of hearts we are using to serve him, because God is searching our hearts. Because the heart of man is desperately wicked and deceitful. The next thing is because our outward appearance can deceive people. Why you need to check your heart, while I need to check my heart, is because our appearance can deceive people. In Matthew 23, from verse 25 to verse 28, Matthew 23, 25 to 28, just when I'm talking to the Pharisees, he said to them, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of a cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs inside, which indeed appears beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness." Now the main thing is in verse 28. He now said to them in verse 28, "Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." So somebody can appear outside to be serving God. Somebody can appear outside to be doing well. Somebody can appear outside as being quiet, as not a person that cannot harm anybody, but inside. So most times our outward appearance can deceive people. Now, the content of the natural heart is continually evil. That's why we must search our heart, because naturally the heart of man, Bible says, is continually evil. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Bible says that God saw that the heart of man was continually wicked. Continually evil. Continually. Bible says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was" what? "Only evil continually." Our thoughts, the intent of our thoughts, our heart, is what God is after. That's why God is telling us this week, as you serve me as a worker in the church, please take a look at the kind of heart you are using to serve me. Why is the Bible, why is God asking us to search our heart this weekend? It's because you are the only person, you and God alone, knows the kind of heart you are using to serve God. Oh, I and God alone know the kind of heart I'm using to serve God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 11. Bible says, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit that of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God." So only you knows the kind of heart you're using to serve God. And as we are seated here, as we are standing here, if God should ask you now, what kind of heart are you using to serve me? You know the thoughts. What is the brain behind your service? Our heart is actually the center of everything we do. How we serve God, how we walk, depends on the condition of our hearts. That's why God is telling us this week, please, we must search our hearts. God help us in Jesus' name. Now, the question, what they want to define or explain now is, who is a kingdom worker? Who is a kingdom worker? Because we're talking about the heart of a kingdom worker. Two things I want to explain about a kingdom worker. Number one, a kingdom worker is a born again child of God. A kingdom worker is a born again child of God, entrusted to carefully use, control, and manage kingdom resources and possession. Is a born again child of God, entrusted to carefully use, control, and manage kingdom resources and possession. Let me tell you that for the last time, that a kingdom worker is a born again child of God, entrusted to carefully use, control, and manage kingdom resources and possession. Few things from that definition. Number one, the first criteria to being a worker in God's kingdom is being born again. Oh, can I say this? If you are yet to have experience of this born again, your service in the house of God is a waste of time. Please, with sincere, let me say, with sincere apology, I want to say this. Please, if you have not yet had an encounter with God, if you are yet to give your life to Christ, please, no need of you serving in God's house. Because the foundation of serving in God's house, the foundation of being a worker in God's house, the first criteria is that you must be born again. I believe that's why in the book of John chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 3, a man approached Jesus by name Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a worker in church. He has been among the Pharisees. He was a rabbi. He was... Give us verse 1. Bible says in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisee by name Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Maybe he was an elder in church. He was among the Pharisees. Bible says he went to Jesus and said to Jesus, we've seen all these things that you are doing, but we are confused. What's happening? Jesus answered and said to him, except, he said, most of all, I said to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Talk less of walking in the kingdom. Praise God. You cannot even see the kingdom. Talk of them, but being a worker in the kingdom. So, it's like just what's saying Nicodemus, you need to give your life to Christ first before you can become a worker. So, I want us to ask ourselves this evening, am I really born again? Have I really had that encounter with Jesus? I say again, our services in God's kingdom is useless and a waste of time without being born again. Because our salvation is more important than our services in the kingdom. Our salvation is more important than our services in the kingdom. So if you are yet to give your life to Christ, if you are yet to surrender your life to Him, then you are, that is the first thing you are supposed to do as a worker. Because as workers, we are leading others to Christ. Imagine that as a worker, people come to church and maybe there was a place they saw you on, maybe by Saturday night, and somebody decided to come to church Sunday morning. Sorry for you to use the ushers now. Only for him to come and see that the person that is ushering him or her to a seat is a brother or a sister he met last night somewhere. God help us in Jesus' name. At that point, there is a message that you have delivered to that person. He may say, or she may say, if this one is a worker in this church, then it's not the right church for me to be. Maybe as students, there was a place you met, maybe in the nightclub, the previous night, and the next day, that brother, maybe somebody preached to him or her to be in church, and the brother or sister came to church, only to come, sorry to use the chorister now, as she is sitting in the church, when it's time for the choristers to minister, maybe he saw a sister or he saw a brother that he was or she was together in the nightclub, standing among the choristers. If you ask that person to join the choir, if you're the person who will join the choir, if you join the choir, what will be in your mind? Praise God. So, the first experience is giving our life to Christ. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the next thing I want us to see in that definition is that he's a born-again child of God, entrusted. The work you are doing is an assignment that God has handed over to you. You are entrusted with the responsibility. Can I say this? What we are doing in the house of God is not just what we want to use to pass time. No, we have been entrusted with this responsibility. And the Bible, book of Luke chapter 12 verse 48, that to whom much is given, much is what? Expect of that person. Luke 12 verse 48. Bible says in Luke 12 verse 48 that to whom much is given, much is expected. So there are expectations God has from us. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be meeting with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, to him they will ask the more. Can I say this to us? Please, I'm not asking you not to be a worker again. But one thing you must know, as a worker, there's a day you will appear before God, and God will ask you, while you were serving as an usher in Chapel of Praise, give me the account of how you were serving. As a person that was entrusted and committed to have, now Bible says that great gift means great responsibilities. Greater gift, greater responsibilities. One of the things why as leaders we must be careful is that as a choir leader, the day you will appear before God and God will ask you, come and give account of how you were leading the choristers. For the number of years you were a choir leader in Chapel of Praise. When you leave Chapel of Praise to another place to go and serve God, the day you appear before God, you will give an account of all the services you were rendering in the different places you were serving God. That's why we must search our hearts. It's not just coming to praise God, coming to pray, coming to be an usher. No, when you appear before God, because he entrusted those things to our hands. God help us in Jesus' name. The definition says, God entrusted to us to carefully use. Can I say this? That the responsibility God has given to us, we are to use them carefully. Use with care whatever God has entrusted to your hand. That unit you are serving, maybe you are in the technical unit, God is telling you this because in us, as a worker, take good use that place, make good use of those things, carefully handle them. Praise God. Whether the people God has given to you, the people you are leading, God is saying, carefully use them. In other words, show concern and responsibility. Be concerned. Is the generator working well? Is the amplifier working well? Is the light working well? Because you were hand, that is your own responsibility. Praise the Lord. In the definition, say that is a born again child of God entrusted to carefully use. So the things we have been handed over to, are we using them carefully? Or we rough handle them? May God help us in Jesus' name. He said, and to also control and manage. To control, we'll now talk about the ability to exercise influence over people. The ability to dictate the behavior of people in a group. The people I am leading, are they behaving well? Praise God. As a leader, you must make sure that as a worker, we must make sure that the people we are leading are behaving well. Praise God. It is part of our responsibility. If you see a person that has been entrusted into your care in your unit misbehaving, God expects you to call that person to order. Praise God. Today we were in a meeting with you and Pastor Imo said something. He said they were in his church in a crossover night, crossover service of 2023. The youth president dressed well to church. And he said by 9 o'clock, first service, that is 2024 now, when they came for covenant service, he saw the youth president plaiting his hair. And he called him and asked him, what is the miracle that happened between past 12 and 9 that you suddenly plait your hair? He said, Pastor, leave it. Just leave this hair for me and my God. Pastor Moses said, he said to him, you and that your God leave my church. You and that your God that said he asked you, a brother, to plait your hair. You and that God do what? Go. He said, he didn't need to ask. They said, all this while, that thing has been in that brother's mind. But he just wanted to do it the first day of January to see what would be the pastor's reaction. And he said, he made it that others say, if pastor can send the people away from this church, then we are not in. You must check the behavior of the people you are leading as a worker. Because if a leader misbehaves, it affects every other person. A man of God once said that a leader's mistake is a leading mistake. A leader's sin has become a leading sin. As a leader, when you misbehave, others will follow you. If you allow Mr. A or Sister B to misbehave or to react anyhow, others will just watch to see what you are going to do. If you don't take action, I want the next time 5 persons will join her. God help us in Jesus' name. So we are to control, exercise control. And last thing, say that we are to manage. We are to manage kingdom resources and possession. This is the ability to be in charge, the ability to direct a thing properly, the ability to handle or control a situation. Be sure that the group you are handling, you manage the group well. The things you are giving, you have good control over it. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Second definition of a kingdom worker. I just said 2 definitions of a kingdom worker. Number 2, a kingdom worker is a servant of God. A kingdom worker is a servant of God, serving faithfully with the mind or understanding of giving account to his master. A kingdom worker is a servant of God, serving faithfully with the mind or understanding of giving account for his or her master. 3 things I want us to note from that definition. Number 1, a kingdom worker is a servant. As a kingdom worker, or as kingdom workers, we are servants. We are not boss. I'm going to explain that. That we are servant, not boss. As such, we should not think that there's a kind of thing I cannot do or I should not do. If we know that we are servants to God, then while serving God, we are supposed to serve with humility. Because you are a servant. Probably say that you are a slave of God. You are a slave. You are working under your master's direction. So there is no room for pride. There is no room to want to lord over others because you are just a servant leading other servants. You are a slave leading other slaves for God. If you are servant, what does this imply? As a servant, there is no responsibility. You should not be given in that unit or in the house of God. If you are a servant, there is nothing, this one, this kind of thing, I should not be the one to do. Maybe sometimes, you came to church early and you discover that the chairs are dusty. You say, I am the unit head. I'm not supposed to dust the chair. You are still waiting for others to come. You don't tell them, come and dust this chair. Because you are the unit head. Praise God. Please, are you following at all? As a servant, there is nothing, there is no responsibility you should not be given to do, whether it's not in your unit or not. If you see lapses in that unit, then you're supposed to serve. Talking with the basic people on Sunday, James chapter 4, I think that was verse 17 or thereabout. Is that, please give us James chapter 4, verse 17. Let's see something there. Is it 17 or verse 7? Yes, verse 17. Bible says, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is what? A sin. So if I come to church as a pastor now and I discover that some things were not the way it should be, and I just say, after all, I'm the pastor, let me wait. Let that brother come before that thing is done. Maybe there was something I would have picked from the church. Maybe there were things that I just supposed to pick it and throw it away. And I'm waiting. When brother so-so come and say, brother, come. Come and carry this waterproof beer. Throw it outside. Bible say, before God, I have sinned. Do you understand what I just said now? Praise the Lord. According to James chapter 4 verse 17, he said, before God, it is what? So God is counting that to me as what? Sin. Because he will not take anything from my life. Be carrying that waterproof to wear today and to the way and throw it away. But I was waiting for somebody to come. Tell him, hey brother, come. Carry this thing and throw it away. God said before him, you have just sinned. So know that as a servant, as far as is in the house of your master, there is nothing you cannot do. It's not that sweeping is for a particular set of people. It is for everybody. I heard a story of our father in the Lord, Adeboye, that there was a day he came, he went to the redeem camp, and the whole place was loitering. People were waiting for others to come and pick things. And they said, immediately he came out of his car, he just told the driver, please drop. He came out of his car, started picking those things. Everybody from the offices they were sitting, everybody just left the office. Because if you see GO picking, whatever you were doing in the office, you must suspend it. Nobody was able to tell him, please, sir, don't. Because it was a shame on them that others came and were just sitting in the office waiting for the cleaners to come and clean the whole place. But Papa came and saw that it was almost time for meeting. He started picking those things. The driver joined him. Others joined him. Everybody with their suit joined him to do what? To pick. So one of the easiest way to get a job done faster or easily is by you, the leader, being the one to lead in whatever you want people to do, because you are a servant. Praise God. So as a servant, I said, You are not to be a boss. You must serve with humility. As a servant, there is no responsibility you should not be given as far as it is in the house of God. You are supposed to sweep. You are supposed to dust. You are supposed to carry things across. Then you need to do whatever you see that is lacking. God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. You are serving God, not man. Know that. As a leader or as a servant, know that you are serving God, not man. So don't allow anybody to stop you from serving God. If you know that you are a servant, then don't allow anybody to talk you out of your service. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, whatever you do, do it with all your heart as unto the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 23, and not to any man. If you are singing, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not him. You are not serving anybody. You are not singing in the choir for your choir director. You are not working in that unit for the unit head, but you are serving God. And God that you are serving have a way of rewarding you. I am praying for us this evening that God will give us the grace to serve him in the name of Jesus Christ. And as a worker, we are expected to render a faithful service. That last part of the definition. It said, a kingdom worker is a servant of God, serving faithfully with the mind of an understanding of giving account to his masters. He's serving faithfully. And I'm saying this evening that as a worker, we are expected to serve faithfully. Faithfully. So as you are serving, you are to ask God, am I serving faithfully? Please permit me to just mention about four things, what it means to serve faithfully. What is a faithful service? Number one, a faithful service is having a reliable, dependable, and trustworthy character before God and man in the place of service. It is having a reliable, dependable, and trustworthy character before God and man in the place of service. With the services you are rendering to God, can somebody rely on you? If you are given an assignment, somebody go back and sleep. I've given that assignment to that brother or to that sister. I rely on him. He's going to deliver it. Can we be depended upon? Are you dependable? Can somebody trust you for an assignment? In Genesis 39, verse 4 to verse 6. Genesis 39, verse 4 to verse 6. Bible says that for Joseph, the master handed over everything to him and was no longer concerned what is going on, because he knew very well that with Joseph, everything that he gave him was in order. Faithful service is having a reliable, dependable, and trustworthy character. So the master of Joseph could go back and relax, because he knew very well that with Joseph in that place, I have no problem. Number two, what is a faithful service? A faithful service is being loyal and steadfast in your service to God and man. You are loyal and steadfast. In other words, you are steady, not wandering at your place of service. Whenever they look for you, they can see you there. Praise God. Whenever someone is looking for you, they can see you in your place of service. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 22, Bible tells us something about Joseph, about David. 1 Samuel, give us 1 Samuel 22 verse 14. He was always found. Bible says, and Ahimelech answered the king, and who among all your servants is a faithful and trustworthy as David, who is the king's son-in-law, and who is captain over your guard and your confidant, and is honored in your house. He was faithful and trustworthy. Even when the master was after his life, he was still faithful and what? And trustworthy. And among your servants, he said, our servant is as faithful as David. Can somebody say that about us? That in our place of service, we are steadfast, we are faithful, and we are reliable. God help us in Jesus' name. Now, number three, a faithful service is accepting full responsibility. Accepting full responsibility, or being able to accept full responsibility for any assignment that has been given to you. You are responsible. Whenever anything goes wrong in that place and they call your attention, you don't shift the blame to another person. You can bear the responsibility. You can say, Mama, oh, sir, sorry, I am responsible for that thing. God help us in Jesus' name. What is a faithful service? It is, let me just say this to them and we then try to see how we can round up. A faithful service is the ability to render an excellent service without anybody's supervision. A faithful service is the ability to render an excellent service, to work well without anybody's supervision. In other words, it is the ability to do the right thing at the right time without any external supervision. You are doing the right thing at the right time without anybody supervising you. This implies doing the right thing the time you should do it with yourself as your own supervisor. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 5, Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 5, Bible talking about Daniel was that Daniel was always excellent. Bible said, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Verse 4. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Verse 5 now. But we say, these things, then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Walking among people, and they were looking for a way to trap him, and they saw that he was so outstanding. Nobody was supervising him, but he was doing what he was supposed to do. This means knowing the right thing to do and doing it with conviction, with commitment, consistently, without looking at others or judging anybody. In your duty, you are not looking at whether Brother A is doing it or not. Your own is to be faithful in your place of service. Your own is to render an excellent, you know, there are people that only render excellent jobs, or they are working excellently when people are supervising them. No, doing a faithful service means that whether others are supervising you or not, you are doing what you are supposed to do. God help us in Jesus' name. Be in your place of assignment, doing what is expected of you at the time you should be doing it, whether anybody is there or not. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. A worker in God's kingdom is supposed to do the will and mind of God in the way that pleases God, not him or any person. Doing what God wants, doing what God requires, in the way that makes God happy. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of our time, I'll just say a few things, then we round up. I actually wanted to speak on the topic from the first part of it that said, create in me a clean up. Serving
or walking with a clean heart? Walking with a clean heart. Now I want to ask yourself once again, just search yourself. Is your heart clean while serving God? Please give out that Psalm 51 verse 10 again. Psalm 51 verse 10. I'll be very fast here, and I pray in the next 10 minutes will be over. Create in me a clean heart, O God, the worker with a clean heart. I said earlier, no matter how urgent, no matter how enormous the work is in God's kingdom, God is looking at our heart. Working with a clean heart. The worker with a clean heart. What is a clean heart? A clean heart is a heart that is not mixed with anything of self. I'll be very fast here. A clean heart is a heart that is not mixed with anything of self and is devoid of evil thoughts and pride. A clean heart is a heart that is not mixed with any self and is void of evil thoughts and pride. If there is pride in our life, if you are proud of the work you are doing, you are doing it with pride, it means your heart is not clean. So David said, create in me a clean heart. Give us Psalm 24 verse 4. I wish there was good news version. Psalm 24 verse 4. Let's see what the Bible says in that place. It says, he who has a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. This is the kind of a worker that God expects. When you serve God, please give us NLT. Let's say something in NLT. With a clean heart. Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. Lord, who may ascend your throne? That's the beginning of that Psalm 24. Who will be a worker in your house? Bible says only those with what? Clean hands and what? Clean, a pure heart. Pure heart. They don't tell lies. While you are serving, are you telling lies? Why were you not in the last meeting? Did you lie to exempt yourself from punishment? They don't tell lies. Number two, a clean heart is a heart that is focused only on God while serving. A heart that is focused only on God while working. While you are serving God, while you are a worker in church, your focus is only on God. Psalm 73 verse 25. We're not going to read it. Psalm 73 verse 25. Number three is a heart with no secret agenda. I will dwell a little on this part. A clean heart is a heart with no secret agenda. A heart with no hypocrisy, but is transparent and speaks the truth always. Nothing to hide. While you are serving, you don't have any ulterior motive. Like the brother I shared with us, who was always available to work because he knows at the end of wherever, whatever he's been sent to, while going back home, you have a change of 1,000 naira in his pockets. That was his mind behind that service. A heart filled with good motives and good conscience. I think that should be 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Please give us 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. A heart filled with good motives and a good conscience. A good conscience. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now the purpose of this commandment is all from our pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Please give us Acts 23 verse 1. Something I want to look at in that place. Acts 23 verse 1. There's what Paul said in that place. Acts 23 verse 1. Acts 23. Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Your conscience. Now, I want us to look at few. I want us to see
the kind of heart that is not pure, a heart that is not clean. What are the contents of a heart that is not clean? Please give us Mark chapter 7 from verse 20 to verse 23. How I wish there was Good News Version, but let us use NLT if there's no Good News. Let us use NLT. Mark 7 from verse 20. If any of this thing is in my heart as a pastor while serving, if any of the thing is in your heart while serving, give us New Living Translation, NLT. Then your heart, you need to ask God, create in me. From within, out of a person's heart, comes what? Oh, please, God, comes what? So if you are walking in the house of God and you are having evil thoughts about somebody in that unit, you are not serving with a pure heart. If you are serving in a unit and you are always thinking of the gain you will make physically from that unit, you are having evil thoughts and you are not serving with a clean heart. Nothing said sexual immorality. You know, there are people that are in church serving. Today, Pastor Mo said in the meeting, he said, there are people that come to church because of a sister. I know he's not in chapel of priests. Hallelujah. Oh, workers, hallelujah. Yes. That you are not in that unit because of that sister you've been following. You know, okay, I discovered that she's in usher unit now, so let me also join the usher unit. You know, there are some people that people are in different units because of somebody they've been following. You don't know that. So if your purpose of being in a place is because of immorality, Mark 7 verse 20. Yeah, you want something else here? For from within a person, evil thoughts, sexual immorality, thefts. There are people that are working in units. They are trying to see what they can gain from that unit. Let me ask a simple question now. You were saying to go and buy something for the church, and a change of, call it 100 naira or 50 naira remains. What do you do with it? Have I said something bad? Workers, praise the Lord. Mama, if I said to put that one in my pocket, is that stealing? It's stealing. You're the one that said you do. Even if you need 50 naira or 20 naira, integrity demands that you, if your mother send you, Mama, the change remains 20. Let me tell you, take it and buy pure water. In fact, now there's no pure water for 20 naira again itself. Praise God. At that point, if she asks you, take the change, it is now your own. But as far as that change remains, that money belongs to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. That money belongs to who? And if you take it without letting the leader know that you use it, Bible call it theft. You stole it. Am I saying something strong? Workers, praise the Lord. So there are people that are in church, there are people that are workers, and their aim of working is because of the gain they will make. The next thing the Bible says is what? Murder. For from within of a person, heart comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder. There are people that with their mouth, they condemn what that sister, what that brother is doing in that unit, that what he or she is doing is nothing. At that point, you've killed that brother. You always want to go, maybe wash down another person. The day that person was doing something, what he or she was doing was nothing. Murder. There are different ways of killing a person. Not only when you use gun, or you put poison, or use magic. So if I'm serving in the house of God, and there is that mind of killing somebody, of work on bringing down a person, or meaning that person is not useful again, Bible say I have succeeded in murdering that person. Bible talks about adultery, greed, wickedness, deceitful lust, deceit, lustful desire, when you lust after others, envy. Ah, if I'm a worker in God's kingdom and I'm envying another person, my heart is not pure. I am envying another person. I am seeing another person doing something and I envy him. I'm jealous in that person. Bible says that my heart is not pure. Slander, pride, and foolishness. Please, if you go back, if you have good news, go and read that passage again. You will understand it more. Bible says in verse 23, all these vile things come from within. They are what defile a man. These are the things that makes you not to render services to God with a clean heart. That's why God laid upon our mother to tell us or to speak to us this week that we should ask God, give me the grace to serve you with a clean heart. That nothing that anybody does will make me angry. That I will not jealous another person. I will not be envious at somebody else succeeding. I will not say, she's the only one always doing it. Why is it that she's the only one they always ask to do that thing? Why? God help us in Jesus' name. There are blessings that follows. But I don't want to mention them. One of the just two. That one of the blessings we have when we serve God faithfully is serving God with a clean heart makes our services acceptable before God. Oh, if I'm not serving God with a clean heart, my services before God is not accepted. I can say that again. If you are singing in the choir without a clean heart, your singing does not leave this roof. Can I say this? When you are singing with grudges in your heart, God does not hear that song. A story was told of a choir that was singing, and the angel of God took somebody to listen to that choir. And he said only about 3 persons were heard singing. And the man asked the angel, with all this crowd, only 3 people are singing. The angel said, that is what God is hearing. Others were singing with jealousy in their hearts. Others were singing with bitterness. Others were singing with hatred. Others were singing with some sin in their life. And before those things, Bible says that the sacrifice of a sinner is an abomination before, so God does not hear it. Serving with a clean heart makes God accept our services. It gives us unlimited access into God's presence. When you serve with a clean heart, it gives you access into God's presence. Consider in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 to verse 18. Chapter 7 verse 1 and Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says that only those with a clean heart will do what? Will see God. So if I'm serving God and my heart is not clean, then I don't have access to God. It brings God's help and goodness upon our life. Please give us 1 Chronicles chapter 16, sorry, verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. Let's end off from there. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. In the third year, verse 9, please. 16 verse 9. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Hallelujah. Let me paraphrase it now, that the eyes of the Lord searches chapel of praise. And as He's searching chapel of praise and the workers, He's searching in order to strengthen and bless those whose hearts
are fully committed to Him.
Now give us another version. Let's see another version. That same place. Another version. God is always on the alert, constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to Him. Praise God. When we are committed to Him, that is when we receive God's blessings. You can add up Psalm 73 verse 1, Isaiah 26 verse 3. Psalm 73 verse 1, Isaiah 26 and verse 3. A clean heart makes us see God. A clean heart makes us see God. Matthew chapter 5, Bible says in verse 8. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed, He give us another version. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Let me say this, that our services on earth, being a worker in church, is in vain if you only walk on earth and you don't make heaven. It's going to be a very wonderful experience. In fact, let me put that Satan and his angels will be so mad at any worker in church that was always serving God, but at the end of your service, you end in it. In my own word, we say, if they were beating others 12, your own will be 48. You that was always coming to church every Sunday morning, Shabagada Gada, praying in tongues, and all those praying tongues landed you here in hell. And say, hey, so you are coming to this side today. Our services before God will be in vain if we walk only here on earth and we don't make heaven. Only the pure in heart, Bible say, will see God. Please, will I see God after my service on earth? After service, if it happens that while I am serving in the church, the trumpet just sounded. When the trumpet sound while I'm serving God in church, where will I be? Will I be a worker in church that God will say, depart from me, I never knew you? I want us to stand to our feet and ask God, Father, help me. Just two or three prayer points and we are through. Father, help me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew thy spirit within me. Somebody else, if I say, create in me, Lord,
a clean heart.
Happy sing.
And renew thy spirit within me.
Oh, create in me.
To pray and tell God, thank you for this week, for this program this weekend. God sees the heart. I believe God has seen the kind of heart you've been using to serve Him. And He's saying to me as a pastor, He's saying to us as workers, search your heart. The heart of a kingdom worker. What is in your heart? Bible says that it is what comes out of the heart that defiles a man. Mark 7 from verse 20. Oh, somebody raise a cry to God. You know what has been in your heart. You know the thoughts that have been in your heart. You know the things that have been going around, going on in your heart while you are serving God. And God is saying this evening, I am ready to create a new heart. The heart of a worker. The heart of a kingdom worker. What is in your heart? What is in your heart? No wonder the Bible says, my child, give me your heart. Give me your heart. God is not all about our services. He's after the kind of heart that is to serve Him. Somebody cry out to God this evening. Oh God, create in me a clean heart. Oh, forget about your neighbor now. It's a personal prayer now. It's a personal prayer now. Oh God, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. Purify me. Purify me, hey, create in me a clean heart, so I may worship you. Somebody turn that to your prayer one more time. Create in me a clean heart, so I may worship you. Open your mouth and ask God, Father, create in me a clean heart. Oh, Father, purge me of every thought, every thinking, every mind that is contrary to a worker in God's kingdom. Oh, is there jealousy in my heart? Give us that mark. Yes, thank you. Mark 7, verse 20. And give us verse 21. Hey, Shatabaladabadadoshidi. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Please look at this verse now. You know this verse to pray. I don't know if there's any of this in your heart. Search your heart. For from the inside, from your heart, come the evil ideas. I was looking for good news. Evil ideas. There are people that give others evil ideas. They are not the one doing it, but they give others evil ideas, which lead you to do immoral things, to rob, kill. The next verse, commit adultery, throw evil ideas, be greedy, and do all sorts of evil things, deceit, indecency, jealousy, slander, pride, and folly. Next verse. All these evil things come from inside you and make you unclean. As we take that song again, please, can we just x-ray our hearts? Please let's be sincere before God this evening. Just tell God, He knows our heart, He knows my heart, He knows your heart. As you tell that song one more time, I want to tell God, Father, create in me a clean heart. All these things comes from inside and make you unclean.
Great in me, a clean heart, purify me,
Father.
Purify me,
Father. We say,
great in me,
a clean heart,
so I may walk.
Just talk to God. You know that challenge in your heart that will not allow you to serve God with a clean heart. Tell God, oh God, deal with it this evening. If this is the only prayer you're going to pray this evening, no problem. Father, create in me a clean heart that I will serve without jealousy, that I will serve without evil thoughts, that I will serve without robbing you, that I will serve without evil ideas, that I will serve with a clean heart. While working as an usher, I will usher people with a clean heart. While serving in the technical unit, I will serve with carefulness. I will make good use of God's properties. Ask God for grace to be faithful, be a faithful worker. Oh, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Father, create in me a clean heart. Somebody pray. Father, I have seen others. Somebody may have led me to do the wrong thing, but this evening you've come to explain that I need a clean heart to serve you. You cannot worship God without a clean heart. Can you X-ray yourself? Oh God, create in me a clean heart. May nobody stop me from serving you. In the name of Jesus Christ. For adventure, you've been here. You've been serving God. You've been a worker. But you are yet to have that encounter. Please, as you take this song, just come to the altar. Thank God it's workers' meeting. Please don't be ashamed of anything. Don't be ashamed of anybody. You know, sincerely, even as we are here in your heart, something has been in your heart. Or maybe there was something you did in that unit that you know your heart and that thing is blaming you, your conscience. Paul said now, ask me 3:1, that I strive to serve with a clear conscience. If you are here, you are yet to give your life to Christ, I say your service is in vain. But you have an opportunity this evening, like Nicodemus went to Jesus at night. You can come and tell your Father, I come before you. If you are here and your conscience is blaming you about that act you did, please come forward and tell God, Father, I come to surrender my heart to you. Kado Shadabada.
So that I may.
As you take that song, you want to give, rededicate your life to Christ. Tell God, I come, I'm coming out for recommitment. Please come forward. Great in me, great in me, clean heart, purify me,
purify me,
my Father,
great in me,
a clean heart,
so
talk to God as an over the mic. Talk to God. Father, I am sorry. I have been serving without a clean heart. I have been serving with jealousy. I have been serving with hatred. It's a waste of time. If you are singing in the choir and you are not at peace with your neighbor,
You are singing a choir. You cannot greet another choir member. You are working in that unit, and you cannot greet another unit member. Hey, your service is in vain. You have a time to come before God this evening. Create in me a clean heart. I did the things I did in the past. I did not know. Bible says the time of ignorance God overlooks. But he called all men to repentance. It's a time for you to tell God, Father, search my heart. Please talk to God. Pray and tell God, Father, create in me a clean heart, a heart that will be loyal to you, a heart that will be steadfast, a heart that will not be moved, a heart that will be committed to you. Bible said that the eyes of the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 26 verse 19, the eyes of the Lord goes about to reward those who are loyal to him. Are you loyal to God? That man in your hand, are you loyal? God searches the heart. God searches the heart. Just tell God, I come before you this evening. My heart is before you. Oh God, give me a new heart. Hey, Father, give me a new heart. Shatabara go shatabaya. Hey, pray. I'm hand about the mic. Pray, Father. A clean heart. There is somebody, God is saying, that heart of stone. Hey, Ezekiel 36. That heart of stone, I want to take it away. Give us Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, verse 25 and 26. I will sprinkle clean water on you and make you clean from all your idols and everything else that had defiled you. I will give you a new heart and a new mind. Hey! Somebody, you want to tell God, a new heart and a new mind. I will take away your stubborn heart of stone and give you an obedient heart. Can you pray and tell God, Father, a new heart and a new mind. A new heart and a new mind. Somebody need to pray that prayer. A new heart and a new mind. Father, take away the heart of stone. Take away the heart of stealing. Take away the heart of jealousy. Take away the heart of backbiting. Take away the heart of envy. Take away. Create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Create in me a clean heart. A new mind, a clean heart, a new mind, a clean heart. Hey, somebody pray. This is for somebody. A new heart, a new mind. Hey, Shadabada, somebody pray. Pray, Father. If you're on the altar, pray. You are standing, pray. Forget about your neighbor. Father, so that my services, my work will be accepted. A new heart and a new mind. A new heart and a new mind. A new heart and a new mind. Take away that stubbornness. Take away that jealousy. Take away that immorality. Take away that bad idea. Take them away. Can somebody pray? God, may my services not end here on earth. Give me the grace to see you at the end of my service. Hey, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. I want to know your ways. So I want to know your ways. I want to see you. Your work is in vain if you walk as a worker in church and it ends here on earth. Tell God, may I see you at the end of my journey. I want to see you. I want to touch your grace. I want to know your way. I want to see you. Lord. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Lord, grace to see you. At the end of my journey, at the end of my walking, at the end of a worker in church, I will see you. I will see you. I will see you, Lord. I will see you. Please stand as a prayer.
I pray, Lord, as you have given them a new heart, taking away the heart of disobedience, the heart of stone, and has restored the heart of obedience, I pray may it be forever in the name of Jesus. Give them a good heart that will go with a good motive and a good conscience. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The heart deceives. But we pray from today henceforth, let our hearts be filled with joy. The joy of your salvation. Joy of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Please, can you go back to your seats? Can you lift up your hands? There's a song we are going to sing as we close. Lift up your hands. Well, I don't